USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is visiting New York and New Jersey to assess storm damage. This comes after the remnants of Hurricane Ida prompted deadly flooding in the Northeast. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken continue their visit to the Middle East, stopping to meet with American troops, Afghan refugees, and embassy officials at the U.S. Embassy in Doha, Qatar. Secretary Blinken credits those officials as the heroes of the evacuations.
Because of the work that you've done and our colleagues have done together, so well. You saved lives. You changed futures in remarkable ways.
This comes after reports that the Taliban was blocking flights carrying American citizens and Afghans from leaving Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Another coronavirus variant is now infecting people in four dozen countries, including 49 U.S. states.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in nearly every U.S. state. The variant first identified in Colombia back in January has been seen in every state now except Nebraska, with the most cases in California, Hawaii, and Alaska. The World Health Organization named Mu a variant of interest last week, as early research seemed to show that it may be able to avoid protections provided by vaccines and natural immunity. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first trial whose college admission fraud scandal is set to begin this week in Boston. 46 of the 57 people charged in the massive cheating scandal have pleaded guilty, and one was pardoned by former President Trump. Jury selection begins tomorrow in a Boston federal court for two parents. And you're listening to USA.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Over 7 million Americans lost their expanded unemployment benefits on Labor Day as pandemic unemployment programs expired. Many states have already ended the pandemic benefits prior to yesterday, with some governors claiming that it was keeping people from taking available jobs. Brent Brashear owns Doc's Smokehouse, and he says he's having a hard time finding people to work at his restaurant due to the enhanced unemployment benefits.
Unemployment right now is back to a pre-pandemic level, yet everybody I know in the restaurant business is having a really difficult time hiring people. The benefits ending, it can't hurt, but I don't think it's going to be some kind of panacea where all of a sudden everyone is fully staffed again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jason Kramer also owns a diner. He tells Fox News as well.
I couldn't even get people to walk in the door to even explain that, listen, I'm willing to compromise and give you a living wage. It is strictly about capitalism. I took the risk. I put my life on the line. I put everything up. I worked hard. But I was willing to even share my wealth, the minimum that we were making, with the employees. But I couldn't get people even in the door. You have all these statistics saying, well, all these millions of people want jobs. Where are they at? This administration is not middle class friendly and would never be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.